Blog Talk Radio.
Like a thief in the night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And everybody, I want to just say hello and welcome to TNT Time on Christian Talk. That's right, it's TNT Time on Christian Talk. And that means that it's T-Mar and Tasila. We usually have a TNT moment. But right now, the show is going to be TNT time. So you guys sit back, relax, and have a good time. As a matter of fact, what I would like for all of you to do at this point would be to pick up your phones and pick up your phone and grab your computers, go into your inbox or text your family and friends and encourage them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture of T-Mar and Tasila, where we're on Facebook or on on Instagram, YouTube, well, not YouTube, on Instagram, you can see the posts for this particular show, and on Twitter. So, you know, just go ahead and do that. You know, wherever you see the link for this particular show, just click on the link or the picture, whatever you see, okay? And then you can listen to it from your computer, or you can just dial in. So that's basically how that goes, okay? Oh, yes, you can also see T-Meyer and Tasila on The Message of Life on hsbn.tv, The Message of Life. We're also on Facebook, and you can see us on iHeartRadio, many other programs, too, on social media. And so we're pretty much getting around as far as all of this is concerned, even this program here. So be sure to tune in. If you're looking for a place to worship, come and visit us at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And you will see that our services start at 1:30. That's right, 1:30 in the afternoon, so you're able to sleep in a little bit, okay? Don't go away. We're going to be right back. You stay right there. Don't go away. Be right there. listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. How are you today, Sister Tasila?
I'm doing very good, and I want to say hi to all our friends and family out there all over the world. God bless you. I know you guys have picked up that latest hit of Pastor T's book with Who is God on Amazon, and you're going to be so blessed once you get that. Just go on, look for Pastor T. Meyer McCain on Amazon and Who is God, and pick up that book. And it has full of scriptures and everything, and you can, it's a nice study guide where you can go and study from it also. And lots of revelations. And we're so glad that you guys are listening to us tonight, because we have some good things we want to talk about. Right, Pastor T?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, wait a minute, hold on. What is this? What's going on? Yep. You know what that means? That means that that a message is coming your way.
That's
right. Alrighty. And what are we going to talk about for today?
Well, I want everybody to listen up, because we got a lot of things going on out there, and we're going to just make you aware of all these worldly spirits that are running around in the church system. I mean, I was so blessed the other day, because I've always had this premonition about these people being false that are out there. But Mario Murillo, he saw it also. And he didn't just have a premonition. He called it out. He said he came up with and busted these false prophets out here. I mean, I think that the church thinks that God is dead. God is not dead. We serve the true and living God, who sees all, knows all. And, you know, Pastor T, I noticed that we have entered in a time where the people are having a hard time discerning good from evil and evil from good. They don't know their right from the left. And even those in the church. I even heard a pastor say the other day that he is looking for all the weed smokers. I was like, for what?
Wow.
He actually said that. I'm looking for all the weed smokers. I sniff them out. I like to go around them, and I like to smell their clothes and see if they'll and look at their fingers and their lips. See if they are weed
smokers. Wow.
And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Right. So that they can help pick weed in the fields to make money for the church.
Mm.
Mostly that's what it's for. His theory is that if you're smoking it, so why not make money from it? Now, see, this is a very dark thinking. This is from the camp of the enemy, a way of bringing pharmaceuticals and witchcraft into the church. And the word says that they will close their ears to truth and believe nothing but fables and myths. And it even reads in 2 or Timothy, in the presence of God, it says, and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his coming, I give you this charge. Preach the word. It doesn't say sniff out weed smokers and all that kind of stuff. Only reason why you should be doing something like that is because you want to deliver people from being oppressed by drugs. And it says, be prepared in season and out of season, no matter what. I remember when we were real young, we used to go to this church, and our pastor used to call us up in season and out of season. At the drop of a hat, you never knew. So you had better have been up on your word and filled with the word of God. because he can call you in a second and tell you to come up. And you don't know if he's going to call you. It's not even that. It's that we should be ready and prepared in season and out of season. It says correct and rebuke, not give them a job so that they can do it some more. Did you know that it's okay to rebuke people, you guys? And a lot of times I always hear people say, no judging. See, they have that wrong too. And that's why the church is so weak, because don't you know God gave us a spirit of discernment? Real judgment is sentencing someone to hell or heaven. We don't have the right to sentence anyone. But you can call black, black, and you could call white, white. And even God gave us a discerning spirit for those types of things. And so to just holler out no judging, judging doesn't mean that you're sentencing someone. It means sometimes, you can't cast sentence. That belongs to God. But even after you cast out demons off of people, you turn around and then you fill them back up with the Holy Spirit. You can't just cast out spirits out of people and leave them open for the spirit to come back. When you cast out a spirit, you have to fill them back up with the Holy Spirit. And after you have cast out the enemy with great patience and careful instructions, you fill them back up. But the time will come, and I'm telling you, we are in it right now, when people will not put up with sound doctrine. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear things about the Lord. They don't even want. Instead, they want to hear things to suit their own desires. And it says in the word, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say whatever their itchy ears want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's funny to me. They would turn their ears away from truth and turn aside to myths. But you, and I'm going to say myths, and it is the truth, because a lot of people are lying about taking even trips to heaven. Who would lie about that you went into the king's house? But these people are out here trying to get attention, trying to sell books, trying to get people to have them come to be speakers in different places, and they're on TV shows and everything, and they're lying. They're telling people that they've had visitations, and they haven't, that God has visited them and said things to them, and they don't know. When you have a prophetic word, that's the word of God. You're not Sylvia Brown. You're not supposed to be speaking things, going around speaking things, Miss Cleo or somebody like that, into people's lives. Yeah. You're not supposed to do things like that. The word says, but you don't be like that. Keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. There are a lot of spirits being unleashed on the earth right now, and I notice that a lot of people have delusion and mental illness. And we as Christians must stay alert to this warfare that's going on. It's not a funny issue either, and that we are engaged in. Some people are aware of what's going on, and some of them are not. They're unaware. But the battle that we're in is bigger than people can ever imagine. These spirits, like this Jezebel spirit that's running around the earth, a lot of people don't even understand what this type of spirit is. And the spirit of Jezebel and the earth comes with a purpose. I'll tell you guys that. And I wasn't really interested in this spirit, because a lot of times the church have messed things up so bad. They try to act like if a person have a Jezebel spirit that they're a person to have on makeup or wear some seductive type of clothes and all that. But it's way bigger than that.
Yeah.
And like I said, is way bigger than that. And I wasn't even interested until one day the Holy Spirit pointed it out to me in a night vision. And I actually saw a spirit come out of the deep sea, and it was full form body like a creature, and its form had a halo and an appearance with a robe on it. Then I heard the Holy Spirit say, "This is a Jezebel spirit, and it's on its way to a particular person's house." So I knew this person would be housing this spirit, so I wrestled with how to tell them. I really wanted to warn them about this spirit. But soon after that, the person approached me and complained about their partner. And I listened, and I knew that the spirit was present, so I told them of the dream, and they agreed that the spirit was present, and they too saw a vision of its appearance. And they, and in the vision, the spirit also came into their house. But they insisted that it wasn't on them and it was on someone else and not them. But when it arose from out of the sea, the Holy Spirit identified it to belong to them. And from that day forward, I truly saw it in manifestation in many ways. This spirit must be heard. I want you to know it could be on a male or a female. And it must be seen and recognized. Mm-hmm. Jezebel is synonymous with evil. She is the epitome of the wicked, fallen, Adamic nature of the human race. So infamous is her name that to this day, and you guys, if you find somebody, let me know, but nobody really wants to name their daughters Jezebel. I haven't seen her. And also, they don't. I haven't seen a Jezebel. I've never heard anybody tell me my name is Jezebel. But to call a woman a Jezebel is the greatest insult imaginable. Jezebel was the daughter of Ethbaal, a priest of the cruel, sensuous, false god, small g. And Ethbaal was Jezebel's father and priest and king of Tyre, who murdered his own brother. Now get this, to take over the throne. He had his brother murdered and was hardly a good father figure to Jezebel. But she followed in her father's footsteps and was a power-hungry murderess also, who stopped at nothing to get what she wanted. And sadly, we see this competitive spirit in operation in the church. When the word says, love your brethren, she is always willing to destroy the brethren with destructive gossip. And when the word says, bring the body in one accord and unity, she is about scattering the body and bringing about competition and man's intellect and power of man. She was the princess who brought Israel or the church hundreds of priests of lewd Baal worship, a cult that tended to destroy manhood. And I know you guys have seen how weakened the men in the United States have become and all over the world. And it also is the dragging of womanhood into shame, where men are calling women things that are out of their names. It's like they can't even figure out their name without calling them out of their names. But Jezebel was such a domineering person that she soon became a master over her weak husband, and his name was Ahab. And in this end time, the spirit of perversion has weakened the nations. And you guys know that is on billboards, is on TV, is on commercials, it's on game shows. It's like you just want to watch a simple, clean game show, and you have to be subjected to some trash. And I'm saying that perversion weakens the human race. And that's why this spirit is so perverse. The spirit causes duality and jealousy. The spirit is permeating the world right now. And one of its first acts was to order, her first acts was to order the extermination of the prophets of the Lord, like we read in 1 Kings 18:4 2:13, and it sets up altars to a pervert demigod called Baal. So perverted was her idolatrous influence in the church that Jesus later used her name to refer to her of a woman who led the church at Thyatira into immorality and the worship of false gods. In Revelation 2:20, Jezebel's great enemy was the great prophet Elijah. You guys know how Elijah was hiding from her, but he defied her and opposed her evil rule. And first, he pronounced the punishment of God upon the church in the form of a drought, which lasted 3.5 years. This culminated into a contest on Mount Carmel between the powers of the true God and the Baal priest that served Jezebel. We are experiencing right now, you guys can see it, it's a drought. It's a drought in the church. You guys see that the people don't even want to come to church anymore. It's beyond a drought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And only 25% of the true church wants to even show up. And I'm talking about a lot of people. They're Christians, but they're sitting at home. They're still, I guess, in fear or something, or the lie that the enemy has showed up with has overtaken them. And but this battle will be resolved also, because I know what God is doing. He's coming down so strong and powerful on the church. Everybody's going to be running back. But those with the presence of the true living God versus those that are playing church and succumbing to that Jezebel spirit. Elijah prayed to his omnipotent God, who responded by accepting the sacrifice, having the false prophet slaughtered, and providing an abundance of rain to those that belong to Elijah. See, instead of acknowledging the awesome power of the one true God, Jezebel was enraged. She saw a miracle that day, because remember when Elijah put all that water in there and everything, and they was all cutting themselves trying to get their God to show up, and even and with all the water he put down, God, the fire of God came down. And I mean, this lady, instead of being happy about this miracle that had just taken place, she became enraged. Have you noticed that when good things are happening to people and God is blessing those who have been faithful, that those who have been playing church and playing around are enraged? But she vowed, Jezebel vowed to kill Elijah. And that spirit hates the real spirit and operation of God. This is the spirit when the power and anointing is strongly coming upon. Hallelujah, the church is going to attack the true Christians. It's the inner fighting in the church that is going on right now is from this spirit. It's self-willed and always about its own agenda. And when the agenda of God is trying to prevail, it wants to fight those who, and call them names and goody-two-shoes and holier-than-thou and all these names, when the Spirit of God is operating on them. This Spirit is present today and is fighting against the true believers of God. Those involved in a controlling Jezebel spirit always want to, I call the church now the Christian mafia, because they always want you to pay to play.
Right.
It operates from the same, and I call them Simon the Sorcerer spirits too. It's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
Simon the Sorcerer, he wanted that power. He didn't want it because he wanted to be present with God or show who God was. He wanted it so that he could show himself off and make money from it. It's the selling of the, he wanted to sell the gospel, when all we know that freely we have received and freely you should be given. In Acts 8, Peter corrected Simon the sorcerer and said, may your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. In another place, he said, may your money be destroyed with you for even thinking that God's gifts can be brought. And I have heard people try to sell God's gifts. I heard them on many of the big TV programs saying that you can't receive a healing unless you sow a seed. And that's not true. The healing is the children's bread. And that's how a lot of people can't have faith for their healing. That's something that Jesus, by his stripes, have already provided for us. So don't think that you can't be healed unless you perform. You just believe. And you can't buy the gifts of God. Sorry to say that in today's ministry, the spirits of mammon is in control. And like Jesus said, you can never serve two. You will either love the one or hate the other or vice versa. Motives and agendas are being called into question by Most High, not just us speaking about it right now, but God is. His hand is outstretched to all these types of activities. And it's either for the furtherance of the kingdom of God or the kingdom of self. But we got to be beware of what is really going on with these subtle spirits. That's what we're talking about, that is in operation. And the word says that we are to correct, rebuke, and encourage at the same time. And if you are in a ministry for selfish, ambitious reasons, I am encouraging you to check the motives. If you are alive and hearing this message, look, it's just 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, going on 9 almost, Wednesday night, and repentance is still available. And Jesus did all things to bring glory to the Father, and so should we. All things are to please the Father. All things are by him, for him, and through him. And Jesus did everything for the glory of God, and so should we. Amen to that. Beware of all of these self-motivating spirits that is just trying to do things for themselves, their own agenda for furtherance in this realm. And it says, first seek the kingdom of God, his righteousness. Do you see people speaking about the righteousness of God right now? You don't hear, see that at all. And you have to say that. No one wants to talk about the high-level wickedness that is going on right now. Sometimes I pray and I talk to the Lord and I repent for us, for the whole world. I'm like, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm ashamed, and I'm sorry for some of the stuff that I'm seeing, men talking like they're girls, dressing like girls, and women dressing like men. I'm ashamed, and teaching the kids on how to be that way, and changing, having kids' names changed to girls' names, and they're only 15, 16 years old. They don't even know who they are right now. How are you going to change a child's name? That's your thinking. That's your wickedness. That's what you're going to be hell-bound for. That's not for a child to make up that decision. You're the parent. You're supposed to be parenting. And instead, you're taking your children to get name changes and to other sex. And that is really wrong. And I'm ashamed of some of the things that I'm seeing. And everybody accepting it. And if you say anything about it, it's like something's wrong with you. Now something has become wrong with Christians. And Christians, you don't have to say anything. You can be quiet as you want to. You're already in a fight. They hate you. Those demons, you think that you're going to buddy up with them. You're not going to be able to buddy with them no more. You're going to have to choose what side you're on. So you might as well be strong in in the Lord and the power of his might and stand in your position. Like the word said, and do all you can to stand. And after you've stood, then stand in your position. You better get a strong buckle up because it's on. Mm. The war is on. Amen.
Woo! And on that note, don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. To Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. Pastor Tasila, that was such a beautiful message, and I'm really praying that people are listening and taking heed to the things that you were saying, because, you know, we have to beware of these spirits, of the spirits of the world that's in this world right now, and they're operating in people and around people and all these situations. We have to be very careful in this hour. We as Christians have to be very careful. We could be opening doors and portals. You know, we could be opening doors and portals for the enemy to put a stronghold on us and trap us into bondage under Satan. Keep in mind that the devil is there to steal, kill, and destroy. Therefore, we must be alert so that we can escape this trap. We have to escape his traps. You know, and 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We have heard the word of God. We've heard the word of God, and many of us received it. But be careful. Make sure that the word is deep within you. Keep it and make it most precious to you, because your enemy seeks to take it away from you. Matthew 13, verse 19 through 22. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is why we must ask the Lord for understanding. Otherwise, the devil will come and take it away completely. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. The word of the kingdom is the seed, the word of God. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. He'll endure for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Many
so you're
be
talking,
with you.
Pastor T, about conditions of the heart.
Conditions of the heart, yes. Mm-hmm. And receiving the word and keeping the word in your heart. Many will be with you as they hear the word of the kingdom. And they will go to church with you, rejoice with you, and even pray with you. But fear overtakes them when they have to be accountable and make a stand for the word before men. When persecution comes,
that's why the word
says,
love not your life, unto death.
Yes, right. These are those
we
who will deny
settle that
his
right
name.
Now.
Yes. Because these are the people that will deny his name and give in to an ungodly system. Fear will have overtaken them. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Man, you know, these are those whose hearts are still in Egypt or in the world. When they were delivered from the world, they still desired the world and got pulled back in. But
like
I encourage you, everyone, and I encourage all of you, hold on to God's word. Believe and receive the kingdom of God in your hearts, your spirit, your souls, and in your bodies, which is good ground. And you keep it. You keep that word. Verse 23, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. We want to bring forth fruit. We want to bring forth much fruit into the kingdom of God. We must guard our minds and seek to have a renewal of our minds. Romans 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We can prove that. Keep in mind, or keep your mind on Jesus, so he can give you perfect peace. During this time of so many things going on, you keep your mind on Jesus so that you can have perfect peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou will keep him, talking to the Lord, Lord, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. The scripture says he trusteth in you. That means he continually trusts in you. When your mind is stayed on the Lord, then you learn to trust him. When we give our minds to Satan, he puts confusion in your mind. You begin to adapt the mindset of the world. You begin to have a reprobate mind, which is a mind that's void of judgment. The confusion, you know that Satan can put so much confusion in your mind, and it can get so bad that you begin to not know if you are a man or a woman. So you choose to be neither. You become selfish and lovers of yourself. Yes. You become selfish and lovers of yourself, as it is written in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Aren't we hearing that clearly in these days?
Yes.
People are in love with themselves, but showing no love for others. Instead, they are quick to fight or even kill someone. The next thing is covetous. Covetous. Mm-hmm. People strongly desire things that belong to others, which could include someone's wife or husband. Yeah, or their materials. They strongly desire the things that belong to others. That's covetousness. They desire it so much that they will do anything to get it. The next thing Paul speaks of is boasters. People brag so much about what they have to the place that they lift themselves up above you, and they start looking down on you. That's where pride comes in, which is another thing that he says, proud. Some people are so full of pride that they're destroying themselves. They are so prideful that you can't even talk to them. You ever been around somebody that prideful that you can't even reason or communicate with them? The next one is blasphemers. Many people lift themselves up so high that they begin to put themselves in the place of the one true living God, and then they disrespect him. They not only use his name in vain, but they curse him and publicly announce that they don't believe in him and curse those who do. The next thing is disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. Children and adults disrespect their parents so bad in this generation. Something that, you know, that was just unheard of when I was growing up. And also unthankful. Unthankful. People are unthankful. When others go out of their way to do things for you, and then you turn around and you're just totally ungrateful. You feel like you're entitled for this person to go all out of their way to help you. But you feel like you're entitled, and there's no thanks. There's no gratefulness. The other thing is unholy. Many, even in the church, do not carry themselves as a holy people. They are the total opposite, that are extremely unholy. To be holy
and think
means
it's
to be
funny and
from...
think it's and think it. Yeah, they think it's good that they're proud about it. When God said, "Be ye holy as I am holy," that's a command.
That's right. See, and to be holy means to be separate from the world. But many in our churches have mingled and become one with the world. The next thing is without natural affection. This is out of control right now. It is totally out of control. And you hit on this earlier, Pastor Tasila. This is out of control, and the world can't even see it. Many people in this generation have no natural affection when it comes to relationships. Instead, men want to be with men, and women want to be with women. And this is looked upon in society as being normal. They're looking at this as being normal. And they're trying to teach this kind of behavior to our children. And many parents are accepting this kind of ungodly lifestyle. The next thing Paul speaks of is truce breakers. It has gotten to the place in this country and all over the world, actually, that you can't even you can't trust anyone. You can't hardly trust anyone. You used to be able to go into a covenant or an agreement or shake hands on something with someone and would not break your trust. But now people will break any truce you make with them. They'll break it. False accusers. That's another
unless
thing.
You have it written down. You don't have it written
unless
down.
You have
it's a man's word doesn't mean anything now.
Right. And even
your
if you have it written down.
Bond.
And even after you have it written down, they'll do everything they can, hire a lawyer, whatever, to still break the truce. So false accusers is the next one. People will lie on you, and you know, and they'll lie on you and know that they're lying on you and don't care if it destroys you or not. People are incontinent. Incontinent. Mm-hmm. They have a lack of lacking self-restraint. Fierce. They're dangerous. Despisers of those that are good. These are those who hate you because you try to live right before the Lord. You mentioned that too. You try to be kind and loving, but they hate you for it. Why would they hate you for it? Traitors. Those who will desert you, turn their back on you, betray you. I mean, there's so many things that people are in this world that they've given into these spirits. They're heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And as many in the church seem to have a form of godliness, but when you examine them more clearly, they deny the power of God. From such turn away. We are told to stay away from people like that. You don't want them defiling you. When you allow Satan to take your mind, you begin to have inward battles. That's when that dual nature or that dual personality comes into play, and you fight within yourself. Paul went through this as well, as he wrote in Romans chapter 7, verses 18 through 20. He said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." It is because of our sinful nature that we have an ongoing battle within us. But the battle becomes less and less the more we keep our minds on Jesus, who gives us perfect peace. You must not allow your spirit to wrestle with the Lord. Instead, you should submit to him, as it is written in James chapter 4, verse 7. He says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Jesus proves this to be true. Keep in mind that Satan will dangle the things of the world before you and cause you to desire the things that are forbidden in the eyes of God, tempting you, luring you, deceiving you. Keep in mind that if he tried to tempt Jesus, he will certainly try to tempt you. Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. "Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me." He said, "Fall down and worship me."
Yeah.
"Then saith Jesus, and then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil leaveth him. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. When you resist the devil, the Lord has sent his angels to minister to you. Jesus always kept his mind on the Father. Therefore, he could use God's word against the attacks of Satan, no matter how deceitful those attacks came to him. He was teaching us how to fight back with the word of God. He kept his mind on God the Father. He kept his mind on God the Father and always submitted to him by constantly doing the things that please the Father. As he said in John 8, verse 29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Therefore, he not only had perfect peace, but he is perfect peace, just as he is the Word made flesh. And we are required to be the Word made flesh again in this hour. We are to be God's Word made flesh again in this hour. How is that possible? Because Jesus Christ, the Word of God, will dwell in us. Still, he had to trust in God as he requires us to. He had to submit to God as we are required to do as well. And just as Satan left him alone, he will leave you alone as well the more we submit to God. So don't let Satan pull you into the world again, because this world will come to an end, and a new world, the kingdom of God, shall begin. As it is written in Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and of the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This world is going to fade away, and Satan and his demons and his false prophets and witches and warlocks and blasphemers and murderers and liars and the fearful and unbelieving will have their part in the lake of fire along with hell and death. So don't hold on to this world. Let it go and turn and hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of God the Father and stay in the flow of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I like that part where you said he fought back. Jesus fought back using the word of God. He gave a demonstration of how we fight back. And like we always say, we're in this war. You take that word, you said a whole lot, Pastor T, because you were telling them that the word will give you faith. That's how you build up and get your mind correct with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you faith, and you use it against the enemy, and it gives you perfect peace. And how beautiful is that? I love that. Mm-hmm. And Jesus demonstrated that when he had his biggest battles. You know, the enemy came for him, and he dangled the world before him, too. But he said,
right.
It is written.
Exactly.
We ought to worship the Father and the Father only. And so, you guys, I hope you enjoyed the show, because we have enjoyed telling you and speaking about these things. It's a lot going on, but you got to stay focused. The whole thing, some of these things that are happening, little battles in your house and stuff, is just to keep you off your mark. But you stay focused. You keep your eyes on Jesus, and you be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The Lord wins.
Amen.
Remember that he always wins. And we are so happy you guys came on tonight. Right, Pastor T?
Amen. We're very happy. And just remember, we're here every week. So just tune in and tell more friends and family about Christian Talk with T. Meyer Tasila, also known as TNT. And thank you guys for, like we said, for coming in. And remember to purchase the book if you get a chance to. It's really a blessing. That's why we're telling you this, to buy this book, okay? So until then, we will see you next week on Christian Talk. God bless you all. Goodbye.
Good night.